5, but should be a nice fall day with some sunny periods. It's 14 in Ottawa.
All right, at Test Fest in Southern Ontario, we have Jim Bray on the line. Hello, Jim.
Good morning. I apologize for all the background noise. We are live on location.
That's all right. The small cars under $21,000. What did you find there?
Well, it was the Ford Fiesta, the Mazda 2, the Scion XD and XB, both Scion are new in the Canada for 2011, and the brand new Volkswagen Jetta. Nice category, basically entry-level cars, and I was surprised by two, and really quite disappointed by two. I was surprised to be disappointed. The one that I found the biggest disappointment was the new Volkswagen Jetta. They have, now this it was around $18,000 for this thing, and it has gone down market from last year, or at least the entry-level part has. They've got a beautiful new body. I mean, it is just a really nice-looking car.
Right.
Typical Volkswagen interior, but I didn't like how it drove. The engine has, I don't know, I think you'd get more power if they put an extra hamster under the hood. It's not very good for that. And the handling, I didn't think, was up to the standards of the last Jetta I drove. Now, granted, the last Jetta I drove was around $10,000 more, too. So,
right.
You know, for $10,000, you can get a lot of tweaking. The other disappointment was the Mazda 2. I mean, it's basically the Ford Fiesta, the same basic platform.
Right.
So I thought it would be kind of like the Fiesta, only more fun, because Mazdas are generally a blast to drive.
Right.
But it only has a 4-speed. All of these cars came with automatic transmissions for test purposes. And the Mazda's automatic is only a 4-speed, whereas the Fiesta, they put a 6-speed into it, which is a lot nicer to drive.
Right.
And I found the Fiesta has a nicer interior. Boy, I was really surprised. I thought, because I like the Fiesta anyway, but I thought I would like the Mazda 2 even more.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Hmm.
Now, the Scions, a good Scion of the times, they had the XD and the XB, both of which are kind of boxy, kind of like miniature hearses, I suppose.
Right.
And the XD kind of feels like you're driving a bar stool. You know, you're sitting up high, kind of over the steering wheel.
Yeah.
But the XB, which is actually the more boxy, the more hearse-like of the two, is actually a darn nice vehicle to drive. Again, it's around $19,000, and I was very surprised with it. It was very nice. The only thing I really didn't like about it was it has the instrument panel in the center of the dashboard.
Right.
Between the seats, and I've always hated that.
Yeah. We'll get a chance to check out the sports and performance models in just a sec, Jim. It's the Live 88.5 startup and car crasher Jim Bray down at Test Fest in Niagara-on-the-Lake. And now we'll get traffic from Live 88.5's Amal Wahab.
And heading eastbound on
amongst the waves, it's the Live 88.5 startup. Our car crasher is Jim Bray. He does auto reviews. You can find a list at live885.com. Click on the startup engine and a link for Jim's writing. But he does audio reviews for us as well. He's down at Test Fest in Niagara-on-the-Lake where there's a whole bunch of cars. And what's in the sport and performance category, Jim?
I found a couple of cars three cars whose V8 engines sound just beautiful. Just a nice rumble. Blah, 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 down the road.
Yeah.
Really turns the heads. You have the Cadillac CTS-V Coupe and the Ford Mustang Shelby, as well as the Mercedes-Benz E550 Cabriolet, which is the convertible.
Right.
And, boy, you know, I think of the three of them, my favorite was the Mercedes, but that Mustang Shelby, that is what the old proverbial a hairy-chested man's car. You know, it's a brawny beast, and it looks like it, and it sounds like it, and it drives like it. It's not the finest handling vehicle,
right?
But in a straight line, boy, you press on that gas pedal, and you know, your cheeks are flattened against your face and against the chair.
Yeah. The Cadillac's got to be pretty punchy as well, hey?
Yeah, Cadillac has another really nice V8 engine, and both of these cars, the Cadillac and the Mustang, had 6-speed manual transmissions. I like the Cadillac. It shifts a lot nicer. Both of them have fairly heavy clutches. But generally speaking, I mean, if the Shelby Mustang is a hairy-chested man's car, I would say the Cadillac CTS-V Coupe is kind of a hairy-chested man's car if you've shaved your chest. It's more luxury, you know. It kind of strokes you nice. It's got all the toys inside. And, again, it's a lot of fun to drive. But it's, other than the sound of the V8, which kind of gives it away, it just looks more, you know, it's more of a stealth muscle car because it doesn't look as brawny as the Mustang does. But it certainly has it under the hood.
Is it the same car as the Corvette, only with a more luxurious body and interior and all that stuff?
Well, no, not really. It's actually just sort of the regular Cadillac CTS, but they have dropped a hotter engine into it.
Okay.
And, yeah, I believe it is the same one as the Corvette. But unlike the Corvette, of course, it's got a back seat, although being the coupe, you still have to squeeze in through the, through the front.
Right, right.
I would have a really hard time choosing between these three. I think I'd choose the Mercedes just because I like the refinement of it. It didn't have a manual transmission, but it has a beautiful automatic with the paddle shifters.
Nice.
And, boy, that open sun was sure nice yesterday. Putting the roof down, it's got this, it blows warm air in the back of your neck, and it has this thing over the top of the windshield to keep the wind off you.
Right.
And it works really well.
Cool.
But, I can see why anybody would buy any of these three cars. They're just a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like it. Jim Bray is our live 88.5 car crasher. He's down at Test Fest,
blown away in Niagara
on the Lake, where it's very windy down there. We appreciate his time as always, and you can go to live885.com, click on the startup engine, and you'll find the links to his writing there. And this is Eve 6 from Ottawa's Alternative Rock, live 88.5. I would swallow.